Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 10th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base. We're now going to turn attention to Avodim, literally slaves, servants. There are three different types of Jewish Avodim, Jewish slaves. There's one who sells himself because he's poor, one who sells himself to a goy, to a Jew. The first one is he sold himself to a Jewish owner. He's impoverished, he's got no money, and he'll get some money because the owner has to pay him. One who sells himself because of his destitute state to a goy, it's even worse. And the third type is where Beis Din sell him. When would Beis Din sell a Jewish man as an eved? And that is if he stole, had no money to pay back, so then the person from whom he stole acquires him for the money or the value that he had stolen. There is quite a big difference between a person who sells himself and one who's sold by Beis Din. One who sells himself will not be subject to the law of having his ear bought out if he doesn't want to leave after 6 years. But if he's sold by Beis Din, it will be. He'll have the ear bored through if he, after 6 years, he doesn't go free. He doesn't want to go free. A further difference. One who sells himself as an eved givri will never be allowed to have a non-Jewish shifcha to produce children, with which to produce children for the owner. Will never work if he sold himself. Beis Din sells him? Yes, the master can have it, give him a shifcha knanis to make children further avodim if he was already married to a Jewish woman. Only if he was already married to a Jewish woman. A third difference. A person who sells himself can be sold to a goy as well. He can choose to have a non-Jewish owner. Beis Din, however, will never sell him to a non-Jewish owner. It'll always be to a Yisrael. And a further difference. A person who sells himself can be sold for 6 years or more than 6 years. But a person who was sold by Beis Din, he can only be sold for a maximum of 6 years. Unless he wants to stay longer, then afterwards he gets his ear bored through, etc. And finally, one who sells himself, at the end of his period of service, he will not be granted this special furnishing of presents that the Torah says. It's called Hanukkah. But if he's sold by Beis Din, after the period of his servitude, he gets what's called, his master must give him Hanukkah, furnish him with gifts. Our Mishnah here in Mishnah Base is going to talk about how an eved ivri can be acquired and what method he can use to get out, to get free. Eved ivri nikna bekesef. A Jewish servant can be bought with money. The master pays him the money if he sold himself or to the owner of a stolen goods that he stole from and he couldn't pay. That then he gets sold to the person who he stole from. So that's kesef. Ubishtar, or he can be acquired by a shtar, by a document, where the eved writes to the master, Hareini mochalach, I hereby am sold to you. And he writes it on a document and he gives it to the master. Or he says, Hareini koniloch, I am acquired by you. Or if Beis Din sell him, they would write to the master a document that says, we are selling this eved to you to recompense the money that he has stolen. V'konas atzmoin, he can acquire his own freedom. How does he go out free? Bishonim uveyovel. With years or yovel. Years mean at the end of 6 years from the day that Beis Din sold him, he must go free. If he wants to. Unless he wants to stay longer, then he goes through the process of nirtza, having it here bought through. However, if he sold himself, that does not go 3 years. It can be anything. He can sell himself for 10 years, 15 years, as long as he wants to sell himself for. So when you say here, Bishonim, after 6 years, that means after 6 years, that's talking about specifically an eved who was sold by Beis Din when he stole and he couldn't pay. Uva Yovel, the second way is through Yovel. If the year of the Jubilee year occurs, even if it occurs before the 6 years are up for a person who was sold by Beis Din, or it occurs any time during the time that he sold himself for a longer period. Let's say he sold himself for 20 years and the Jubilee takes place halfway through, he goes out free, as the Pasuk says, Ad Shnasa Yevel, until the Jubilee year he serves. Uvigiroin Kesef, or he can also acquire his freedom if he gets money enough to buy himself free for the balance of the years that he was sold for. Yesera alav Oma Hivriya, a Jewish woman who was sold in slavery, not sold in slavery, who was sold in slavery, she goes out with years and with Yovel and with and through Gion Kasa by redeeming herself with the rounds of the years, but she has another way to get out, which an Avid Ivri, a male Avid, does not have, and that is Shekoina Esatzma Bisimonin. She goes out free if she produces the signs of puberty after she's reached the age of 12 years and one day. In other words, the Torah, when she's now produced the simonim of maturity, then she goes out free. How do we know this? Because the Torah says, "V'yotza chinam," she goes out free, and the Gemara is en kosef, there's no money. So the Gemara learns there's one way she goes out completely free, doesn't have to pay any money, and that's it. And that is when she has her signs of puberty. Hanirtza, and a servant or a slave, that a Jewish slave that did not want to go out free at the end of 6 years, and he had his ear bored through by his master, nikna beritzia, he will be acquired by the very act of ritzia, by the boring through of his ear, in his ear with an awl, then he becomes an avid for till Yovel. V'kones atzmai, and he acquires his own freedom, be Yovel, or Mrs. Oden. How does he get out of this servitude once he's agreed to stay on long? He's refused to leave his master's employ and he wants to stay on. He goes out free, again, either through Yovel or over Mrs. Oden, or if the master dies. But this method of going out, master dying, is only Niritza. Is only if he was an avid that had the ear bored through, and then when the master dies, he goes out free. If, however, an avid Ivri is not having his ear bored through, he will not go out through the missa of through the death of the master. He must serve even the son or the heir, whoever inherits from the father that he was working for. This method of freedom going out through the Yovel or Mrs. Odan will apply also to a Jewish Amma, an Amma Hovri, as we call it, a Jewish maidservant, who's there in the servitude. She goes out too, also with Yovel and Mrs. Odan, if the master goes out. That's despite the fact that a woman will never have her ear bored through if she doesn't have this Niritza done. Mishnah Gimel. We've talked in the previous mission about an Avid Ivri, a Jewish Avid. What about an Avid that's not Jewish? What do we call him? We call them always Avid Kanani. In fact, generally speaking, when we talk about Avid in the Mishnah, we mean Avid Kanani, non-Jewish Avid. Now, why do we use the word Kanani? And that's because the first time that we find a person described or cursed as an Avid was Kanan, the son of Ham. In the Torah, Avid Avodim Yelacham, he shall be a slave of slaves. He shall be a slave to his brothers. And as we said, that generally, when the Mishnah uses the word Avid, it means an Avid Kanani. What's the status of an Avid Kanani? An Avid Kanani will stay always. He stays forever. There's no Yovel won't free him. And the only way he can get freed, as we'll soon see, is either through people pay money to get him out free, or if his master gives him a shtar shichor, gives him a document of freedom. Now, the halacha is that a goy who was sold as an Avid Kanani needs to have a bris milah, needs to go to mikveh, and toivel for the sake of being an Avid. And he is obligated then in all mitzvahs that a Jewish woman has. So he's chayv to keep the Shabbos, and he's chayv to all these mitzvahs that a woman are chayv to keep. Once he's freed, he becomes fully fledged, fully Jewish. So he's in this in-between time, if you like, when he's an Avid Kanani. Let's have a look and see what ways an Avid Kanani can be acquired and what ways Avid Kanani can acquire his own freedom. Avid Kanani, nikna b'kesef. An Avid Kanani can be acquired by his master by paying money, or bishtar, or with a document that his previous master wrote to the buyer. The Avid, I hereby sell my Avid, the Avid is hereby sold to you. Or uvachazoka. Chazoka means he used him to do something. He made his mark by, for example, he helped the master get dressed, helped the master washing him. And this is learned from the field. We know that the Torah compares avodim to a soda, to a field. Just like a field can be acquired with kesef, with money, shtar, and a chazaka, so too a neve k'nani can be acquired in the same way, with kesef, with money, with a shtar, and with a chazaka. However, there's a difference. A field will come back to the owner in the Jubilee, in the Oval. However, an Eved Kanani stays forever with the Jewish master. La'olam b'hem tavoid, you shall always keep them as an Eved. But there are other ways in which an Eved Kanani can be acquired, not just through kesef shtar chazaka. Chalifin, by swapping someone, I give you something and he gives me the Eved Kanani. Meshicha, by pulling them along or dragging them into your property. Our Mishnah, however, is talking about those methods of kinyan which apply to real estate and do not apply to metaltalin. And that's why Menson mentioned kesef shtar chazaka. Now, that's how an Eved Kanani can be acquired by a master. How does he acquire his freedom? The kones atzmo, he acquires his own freedom, his independence, but kesef al ide acherim, through money that other people pay his master with the intention of freeing him, but not through the Eved himself. If people give money to an Eved Kanani, that won't help. Even if they give it to him, they say, we're giving it to you and it doesn't belong to your master. Now go and buy yourself freedom. It won't work. It won't work. Uvishtar alidatsmai. With a shtar, it's the other way around. With a shtar, a document of freedom, the master has to write to him. He himself has to accept it, but not through others. Others can't accept a shtar on his behalf. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, number one, that Eved cannot acquire anything without his master. And therefore, he can't acquire himself through money unless other people buy out his freedom. And number two, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it's worse for an Eved Kanani to get freedom than to stay in Eved. He's got his comfort, he's got his ready supply of maintenance, he's got his food, he's got his clothing and shelter under the master. For him to get free, it's a choiv, it's not good. And what do we know about things that are a choiv, things that are negative? Something that's negative for a person, someone else can't do for you. Ein chovin lo lodem el b'fonav. He can only do it in his presence. And therefore, the shtar that he gets can only be done by himself. Someone else cannot accept the shtar, the document of freedom, and it won't help. That's according to Rav Meir. B'chachamim omrim, the chacham say the opposite. They say, b'kasef al ide atzmai. Well, it's not exactly opposite, but the Chacham say with Kesef, it's even if himself. The Chacham hold that a Kenyan, an Eved, can acquire the money and his freedom at the same time. Yesh Kenyan le'Eved b'loy rabbi. They say that the Eved can acquire this money without his master having to acquire it, and he can give it to a master. Uvishtar al de'acherim. And with the document of freedom, even through other people, there's zoicha for the Eved for his shtar shichru. What's the reason? Because Rav Chacham hold it's not a chayiv. It's not something negative for an Eved Kanani to gain freedom. It's very good for him. It's a schus. And because it's a schus, we can be zoicha for him even when he's not present. Other people can accept the shtar shichur on his behalf. Uvilvad sheya kesef mishal acherim. Say the Chachamim, however, even though the kesef, the money, can be done through his own money that he gives it, but it must be done not through his own money, mishal acherim. When he gives someone has to give the Eved money and say to him, we're giving it to you on the condition that your master doesn't own it. So then the Eved owns it in his own right, this Eved Kanani, and he can acquire his freedom. Now the Gemara actually asks, why did the Mishnah just say, v'chachomim omrim, bekesef ubishtar, bein al decherim, bein al de'atzmai? Why didn't they just spell it out clearly that he can acquire? He can be acquired through kesef and shtar, whether by himself, or whether on his own, that he can acquire his own freedom. And therefore, the Gemara learns that in fact the Chachamim do hold that with money it can be done, whether the other people, through other people buying out his freedom, or through himself, and same thing with the shtar as well. And therefore, the Gemara learns that these few words, uvishtar alidei acherim, that with a document through others, is not the Chachamim. In fact, there is a third opinion, a Tana Shlishi. And who is it? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And this third opinion holds that whether it's a shtar, whether it's through a document of freedom, whether it's through money, He's koin atzmo, he's only acquiring himself if others do it. Other people pay the money for free him. Other people accept the shtar chove on his behalf to free him. So he goes to the other extreme. He holds that they can only be done alidei acherim if it's kesef, if it's shtar kesef. And what's the reason? Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, on the one hand, like the Chachamim, that it's a zchus, it's a merit for the Eved to go out free, and therefore other people can do it on his behalf. But he does not agree with the Chachamim with this concept of that simultaneously he's acquiring his freedom, his get, and his ownership at the one time. He says you can't do that. He can't use his money because he doesn't own anything. He can't accept the shtar, the document of freedom, because he can't own anything, because his master is, as soon as he tries to own something, his master is owning him. So he can't acquire his own freedom through himself. He can only do the kinyan through what? Through other people doing it. And he also holds, ain kinyan le'eved below Rabbi Shimon Tzad. There's no way that an eved can hold anything, can acquire anything in any form of whatsoever. So it's not going to help if people give him money and then he uses that money to acquire it. He can't acquire it. He cannot acquire anything. So therefore, again, Rabbi Shimon also holds that the only way that he can acquire freedom is through a shtar or through kesef that other people pay or other people accept in the case of the shtar. The Chacham hold that both, either himself or through others, he can acquire freedom through kesef and shtar. They hold that yes, an avid kanani can acquire his freedom and he can and can own something simultaneously. In order to get his freedom, he has to own it, but that's fine. It works simultaneously. They also hold that it's a schus for an avid kanani to be free and become a fully fledged Jew, and therefore he can do it through other people. Other people can accept on his behalf. So the Chachamim give the maximum opportunity for getting free. Kesef or Shtar, both for themselves and both al dechen, both for others. As we said, the first opinion, Rabbi Meir, was that you can only do Kesef through others because he doesn't agree with this concept of ownership of anything without the Rebbe without his master owning it. So you can't do it through Kesef, his own money. And Shtar, document, can only be done through others. It can be done only by himself and not through others, because it's not a schos, he holds it's actually a choiv, it's a negative thing for Eved to acquire his freedom. Basically, therefore, these are the three opinions about how an Eved Kanani acquires his freedom.